friends and only you.
Hey mate.
Hey mate.
Hi mate.
Hey mate.
what was that deep all about? You know, the way you shouted, do you remember? Yeah, it was all a heart attack. Been drinking far too much coffee.
Don't be doing this again.
How's it going?
Hi mate!
Oh my god. How's it going, love?
I'm alright.
First things first.
Yeah.
I noticed you've got notes this week, Jordan. On an iPad.
Yeah, on an iPad, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew? It's not from a first aid box, Lowe. My eyes are fine.
Oh, God. You could have saved that for, like, bad joke section later. So how come you've got an iPad? Who gave you that? Put your notes.
Bossman suggested it.
All right, right. Bossman?
Yeah.
Where's mine?
Have you got brain damage?
I'm working on it.
Right. When you've got proper brain damage, right, okay. Then you can have
I'm
one.
I'm working on it. Get some pip. Go on, John. What's been going on, love?
Well, not... Well, it was recently, but a few weeks ago now, right, I thought it'd be a very, very good idea to go to Marks and Spencer.
Right. Okay.
You've not been rioting, have you?
No.
All right.
No, far from it.
Okay. Wow.
Because I went to Marks and Spencer, went in, got what I wanted, which was some...
Is this going to be a joke?
No.
All right.
Which was some, like, very lovely tapas dishes.
Oh, very fancy.
Yeah.
By the end.
And then I got what I needed and then come out, and we were gridlocked for, like 2 hours.
Why?
What are you exaggerating here, or is it actually 2 hours?
No, I just looked into my crystal ball then and it said it was 2 hours.
What happened? What was this all about?
Because I think it was roadworks.
Oh, right.
It was doing, like, roadworks on... You know where IKEA is?
Oh, yeah.
Near there.
Near the blue plaque.
Yeah. Near the blue plaque that we haven't got yet.
You're going to get.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We're working on it.
So you've been stuck in traffic?
Yeah.
Is that your highlight of the week?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Buzzing.
Can we talk Christmas?
Yeah, is it that time of year for you now, already?
Yeah, I'm starting to ramp up Christmas.
What month weird? It's May. April.
Yeah, April. I know, but listen. The reason I'm asking is, because last week, after the show, we recorded some Christmassy bits.
Oh, we did, yes.
Little secret mission.
Yes.
All right.
Do we know if there's likely to be a Christmas hit?
We're working on it. That's as much as I can tell you. We're working on a Christmas journey. With DJ Ray Charo.
Yeah.
Because we decided, you might want to tune back a few episodes, we were talking about how much money we can make ongoing every year if we get Christmas number one. So we got any working titles yet, do we know?
Jordan's Jingle Bells.
That sounds very sordid.
Jordan's Jingle...
Jordan's Baubles.
Baubles.
Jordan's Massive Baubles.
Now you're making it even more sordid.
I know, but now it's funny.
Oh, thanks.
I got a little thing I want to mention, gents.
Go on, then.
Something I saw on TV the other day, and it just made me think about this. So, I'm from Portsmouth originally. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sir Kevin from Portsmouth.
Yeah, Sir Kevin.
Yeah.
Of Hyde from Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And we used to have... There's local dialect words. Now, Jordan, I know you're going to have local dialect words. And Andrew, where are you originally from?
G Cross.
Are you from G Cross?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. I was born on Werneth Low.
Well, I live at the bottom of Werneth
Low. I know, yeah.
So, words... When I was a kid, mush... Do you know what mush is? All right, mush.
Yeah, like, get up mush. It means, like a person, doesn't it?
It's like mate.
Yeah.
You say mush, yeah? Squinny.
No idea.
No idea.
Andrew, you're right, squinny, you.
No.
John, you're right, squinny.
Does it mean, like, scrawny, like, nout to you?
No. It's like, if you're, like, if you're getting told off and you start crying or whatever, or you, like, when I have my tantrums, I'm a squinny. No. Yeah,
I'm going to write that down now.
So you squiddy. Dinlo.
It means you're thick.
Yeah. Oh, you did, Lo. Yeah. So those are Portsmouth words.
Yeah.
So I want to know what words you grew up with. It's like insult. Come on, hit me. I'll put you on the spot here, haven't I?
Yeah. Thanks. I don't really know.
Do you not?
No.
In the playground, any words that you can think of? What about you, Andrew?
I can't think of any.
Can you not? All right, should we come back to that then?
Yeah.
I just thought you two might be hitting me with a few insults there.
I mean, we could do that.
Oh. All right.
I've Googled.
Yeah.
Here's a few for you.
Go on. What did you type in, Harvin Chess? G-cross insult words from the 70s.
Northern slang insults.
Oh, right, go
on. What I typed in. So, you'd be a Mardy bum.
Yes.
You'd be a pillock.
Yeah, that's a...
Or a Burke.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Soft lad.
Yeah. That's more Scouse, I think, soft lad.
Yeah, possibly. Mithering. Don't know why that's in there. Face like a slapped arse.
Yep. That's you, John.
Yeah.
Toss pot.
Who, what?
Toss pot.
Toss pot.
Wet lettuce. Not a spark in the fridge.
Hang on.
I've heard of not the brightest spark in the box, but never the fridge.
You missed the key word that you two use all the time. Not bad.
Yeah, but that's
you
just...
always say that.
No, it's just in it. It's shut up, you knob. You know, it's like that.
So there you go. Northern dialect slang.
There we are.
I've got another Amanda Holden update for us.
Oh, I wish you'd give me a heads up on this.
I just did.
Bloody button ready.
It's going to be how long she takes away now.
Right, are we ready then?
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Go on then.
Right, it's not really an update, but it's like a fact. Right.
Are we dredging again? Last week was like the longest poo.
Possibly Andrew would have known this, and I definitely did know this, and I know that a friend of mine knew this. But Kevin, how did you not know that Amanda Holden could sing?
I didn't actually know. That was a bit of a surprise to me. It was something that just popped up on my socials.
A surprise?
Yeah, no, it was a surprise.
Oh.
Something popped up on my socials, and it said something, her and, what's her name, Smith?
Sheridan Smith.
Sheridan Smith singing a song, one of the big show tunes.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it, and I thought, hang on a minute, that's been dubbed. But no, she can sing.
She can sing.
Very impressive.
She does a lot of big shows, doesn't she, on stage?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not stalking her. If I was stalking her, I'd know.
She's got a full album full of show tunes.
Has she?
I don't know what it's called, like, but...
Oh, right, so you're not that big of a fan, then.
You do, no.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Yeah, if I remember rightly, didn't you get very emotional at some point listening to an Amanda Holden song off that album, and that's where Proud Knobhead came from?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Sister called you a knobhead.
No, backtrack a minute, boss man. It wasn't my sister.
Oh.
It was my cousin, and the episode that this featured in was called Insults at the Breakfast Table. I don't know what number episode that was, but that was the name of it.
Anyway, in answer to your question, yes, I have had a listen. I'm very impressed. Yeah, she's very talented, and I didn't realise. So, good.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
But I didn't start blubbering.
No.
You melt. Oh, there's another one.
Oh, yeah,
melt.
Yeah.
There you go.
I knew that one, but I don't know where it's from. Explain.
I don't know. It's just one of my favourites. You melt.
Should we move on then?
Yeah.
Should we do my quiz now?
Yep.
You have to keep saying it, don't you? He's taunting me.
Right, so the outer square. So, four more questions. The reason we do this is just to find out how much Jordan has been watching and pay attention to the news. And then we round off with an Amanda Holden question to find out how much he knows about Amanda. And Kevin as well. So, are we ready?
Yes, have you got a tiebreaker this time as well?
No, we don't need it.
Yes, you do.
All right, I'll think on my feet if we need it.
Okay.
Are you ready for question one?
Yeah.
This is about what's in the news.
Hang on, where's the intro music?
Yeah, where's your intro music?
It was there before, you just didn't hear it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, because it's...
Because I'll play it afterwards.
No, if you can do a job, do it properly.
The Outer Square. Time of the week again, folks. The Outer Square. And here's your host with the most, Boss Man.
That's me. Shall we play the Outer Square then?
Go on then.
Four questions.
Yeah, George.
Upcoming. First one is about what's in the news. Have you been keeping an eye on the news, Jordan? I'll take that as a no. Question one. A few weeks ago, it was Coachella, which is a big festival over in America.
Yep.
How much was Justin Bieber paid for his two gigs that he did? Oh. Was it A, £1 million, B, £5 million, C, £10 million, or D, £20 million? £1 million, £5 million, £10 million, or £20 million? In fact, it was dollars, not pounds.
What do you think, George?
I'll go for the... Can you say them again?
£1 million, £5 million, £10 million, £20
million. Ten.
If I may say, I think Justin Bieber, Coachella, he's going to want to be there. And you would think, oh, yeah, he's going to $5 million. But I reckon he'll do it for a mil. So I'm going to say $1 million.
It was $10 million. So, Jordan, you get the first point.
Well done, John.
Yep.
Round two is general knowledge. Which of the following islands is the biggest? Is it A, the UK, B, Greenland, C, Iceland, or D, Japan? So, UK, Greenland, Iceland, or Japan?
I'm sure this wasn't in the news this week, though, where they went, oh, let's talk about how big the island is.
General knowledge round.
You said what was in the news this week.
No, he said general knowledge.
Did he?
If you'd have been listening, you'd have known.
All right. I'm going to say Iceland.
I'm going to say Greenland.
Jesus, 2-0 to Jordan. It was Greenland. Right, next one. We'll do a music round.
Are you coughing during the right answers by any chance over there?
we'll do an investigation after we've recorded.
I think we need
see
to have
if
an
there's
investigation.
Any subtle coughing going
are
on.
Are you kicking him under the table? What's going on?
Right, music round. Characters from which TV show had a hit with the chicken song? Was it A, Anton Deck? Was it B, Spitting Image? Was it C, Noel's House Party? Or was it D, EastEnders? Jordan is fisting the air. Which is it?
Go on, John.
So, Anton Deck, Spitting
you know,
Image.
Do you know it?
Noel's House Party.
Go on, then.
EastEnders.
Go on.
Spitting Image!
No, really? Mate, are you sure? Yeah, it's Spitting Image.
Yeah, okay. So it's 3-1.
Do you know the words?
So no need for a tiebreaker.
Someone like sticking a deck chair up your nose and all. No, that.
Right, round four. All about Amanda Holden. What was Amanda Holden's first major acting role in a TV drama?
Oh.
Was it on Coronation Street? So that's A. Was it B, EastEnders? Was it C, Cutting It? Or was it D, Hollyoaks? Jordan's fisting the air again. Coronation Street,
that's
EastEnders, Cutting It, Hollyoaks.
I think it's Cutting It.
I think it's EastEnders.
Oh,
right. It's Cutting It.
Yeah.
But Jordan wins 3-2.
Well done, John.
Well done, mate.
Did he get the trophy?
He does.
Yeah, John. Stick that where the sun don't shine.
Why do I win?
You won 3-2.
But, correct me if I'm wrong, she was in EastEnders.
Yeah, but what was the question?
I don't... Yeah, I know
first
that.
First acting role.
I know that.
Why don't you listen to what's being said, Jordan?
No, I know I did listen. I just wanted to clarify that she was in EastEnders as well. I don't care. I don't care what you have to say.
I'm losing the will to live. Shall we carry on?
Yeah.
Have we got a joke? Are we up to joke of the week?
Yeah.
Right, we're on episode 105. Scores on the doors so far. Kevin is extending his lead. He's on 38 points. Jordan is on 33.
Oh, you weren't happy last week, were you, George?
No.
Do you want me to go first or are you going first?
I'll go first.
All right. Confident?
A sheep walks into a pub. What did a barman say? But get out, you bard!
Kevin!
Shakespeare walks into a pub and he tries to get a pint, and Harlow says, "Time, mate, get out, you bard."
Did you two plan that? do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a point each. So it's 39 points to Kevin, 34 to Jordan.
Okay. Say goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.